breed distrust.
Tell the boss who is new in town. I'ma ride this horse till it bucks me off and I'm forced to shoot it down. I'ma take him out for some gasoline. I'ma trade this cow for some magic beans. Make mom proud of the deals that I make, cause I'm just a modern day Johnny Appleseed. But I'm glad that I never pass the jeans and I never put down the axe.
Piano man, gonna check a dance floor, the grace and a painful look on his face.
Cause the crowd is packed and the louder they clap, the less he is able to make the connection between what he sees when he hears certain notes and the hurt that is shown in his facial expression. Ah, don't need your go ahead to go ahead. Now I know North Fiddle's gone lazy, but sweet Jesus wants to sleep with me. Way too many moves to learn, but not enough people to put him on. Look at mom, no hands, I built this suit of armor with wooden arms.
Force of my love was strong. See lion laying down on a song in the air. Western singer care when singer can be a song. The force of my love was strong. See lion laying down on a song in the air. Western singer care when singer can be among songs.
Yeah, wash your hands, kids. I think you'll be all right. Just remember to wash your hands, wash your face, brush your teeth, and you'll be all right. Yes, this is the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show with me, your host, V. And that's right, we got Alan here online as well, joining us as our guest for this evening. And, you know, just having a normal chat, you know, having a regular look at the world, which is something that I wish people would do. I wish everybody would.
I'm sitting here right now looking at this big full moon, V, and, you know, it has always kind of pondered me, you know, why come every time I look at the moon since I've been a little kid, it's the exact same side of the moon that I see. It's the only planetary body in our whole solar system that doesn't spin?
Yeah, we have tide lock. That's correct.
Yeah, what is it really? Who knows?
You know, I can't wait to get my ufology show going. The stuff that I've learned, stuff. The things that are possible. I mean, you there has to be a big secret about it because, well, our government hasn't wanted to go back up there at all. It seems as though we've been scared off
the moon.
We lost the
technology to do that, V. We're too dumb to figure out anymore. We lost the files. We hit like the erase program instead of save.
Well, you know what? We could kick a satellite up there, right? There are other spectrums of light that would give us a clear view of of the backside of the moon. Clear view. There are other spectrums of energy. We could X-ray the damn thing. We could infrared it. We could have a clear map of the backside of the moon with a simple satellite. But they don't want to show us.
The problem is we don't have the technology to do that anymore. We used to, but we destroyed that technology.
Yeah.
How stupid do they think we are, folks? I mean, that is so insulting. Everyone should be pissed off if they heard that. I mean, that's just insulting.
Well, actually, I mean, it could be true, and this is why.
Since the whole Apollo program was a farce?
Well, there is the tyranny of the rocket. Some say they're just not enough force to get the man, you know, out of the atmosphere and onto the moon and all that stuff. Okay, I think it is possible with enough, but with as many rockets we've had explode before it could make it out of our atmosphere, I can see why it was such a science. But the thing is, the reverse engineered technology we have from the UFOs, okay, there may have been some modular gravitational device put into the rocket, sort of help them get the damn rocket out into the outer space. And the secret government no longer wants to let NASA use that.
You know, I remember watching that, you know, as a young child. It was, 69? So I was, 7 years old, something like that at that point. You know, I remember, because I by that time, actually, I'd been, launching the little Estes rockets, you know, model rockets you can get. So I knew, like, you know, action, reaction, you know, you light a rocket, you know, it blasts off, and there's a big plume of smoke, you know, dust would blow up at the bottom. When I watched the little space capsule pop off the moon, I was like, why come it didn't make a dust cloud or anything if it used a rocket engine to lift off? You know, so if the whole thing was real, it was not what they were telling us the technology was if they did that way.
Exactly.
Do I believe that there are electrogravitics and electromagnetogravitics and electricity, magnetism, and gravitics are all interrelated? Wherever there's two of them, there will be the third. And what Tesla was trying to tell us how to do, what has been proven, and several people have done it. But, of course, if you try to produce it, you end up dead or disappearing with a whole lot of money if you be bought off. But, yes, I know. You know we've been lied to. I know this stuff's out there. I'm not an electrical engineer, but I've got enough of a scientific brain, and I've played with some, like, John Bedini's things, like his monopole motors, which are kind of freaky. It's not like any little electric motor you ever played with as a kid. Completely different technology, different just the way you hook up different circuits, the frequencies you run them at. Bifilar wound coils, you know, that when the current's cut off and there's that back EMF, it actually uses that back EMF to produce more power, and it's just a continuous running thing, and people who try to bring this stuff out don't end up being around no more because they can't control what, like, Tesla was wanting to produce and give to the world. It's a shame, you know. It makes me sick. I would love it if it could come out, but if they let it out, if they eventually do, they will find some way to weaponize it against us, and it still will not be what we should be able to have, you know?
Yeah, you know, I just find it hard to believe that, you know, one of these guys just didn't just bring it out at a science fair somewhere, didn't just bring it out somewhere where, you know, thousands of people could see him. You know, why develop this in your garage or your basement, be an idiot, call a couple people, and then next thing you know, the government's there because they're listening to your your phone calls, and, yeah, you end up disappearing. Yeah, and I've seen several devices, and there's so many devices online that you can start with, you know, the basics for the anti-grav, and it's all about tweaking it from there, and perpetual motion engines and things like that. It's really, I mean, the information's there, and especially if you want to look at the patents. There are tons of patents on the sort of stuff. All you got to do is look at it. It'll describe the concepts to you.
It's like tunnel boring machines. You know,
yeah.
People don't think that these underground tunnels and everything are all over this country and this planet. Probably, you know, at one point you could look up, you know, tunnel boring machines and see patents on these machines that would like bore like, you know, 15 miles a day. You know, and just leave solid glass walls on the outside of it. You know, it's unbelievable stuff. And but most people are just kept stupid, B.
Well, I know I surprised the hell out of my co-host when we were talking about the triangle UFOs. It's literally the first.
Yep.
Yes.
They got right there. That's crazy.
It's like we're just now having the mainstream media confirm that they exist. But the patent for it goes back to 1969. Yeah, right as we were getting on the moon, right?
I've got books here. You know, I've got, Thomas Ballone, Electrogravitics 1 and Electrogravitics 2. You know, he goes through and explains, you know, T. Townsend Brown and, you know, all these guys who've you know, just done stuff with just, you know, very simple things. It's just a high-frequency generator, you know, like a DC current, you know, a high pulse, you know, very high rapidly switching, run through the right type of circuit. And, you know, basically creates an asymmetrical capacitor with just different potentials that are created from the environment around you. And you can negate gravity. You can do a 90-degree turn at 10,000 miles an hour because you're basically in a gravity well. You know, inertia and those forces don't work. You know, the crap that we've been indoctrinated, you know, it's a law of inertia, you know. Well, mm-hmm. what if what they're keeping from us makes that not a law anymore? You can do a 90-degree turn at 10,000 miles an hour and not end up squished against the wall because you're in your own little gravity well. You know, I understand
well,
the possibility.
There are actually effects, and this is something that I'm going to be studying. So, guys, if you ever... If I end up disappearing off the face of the earth, I'm going to do the same retarded thing that I just accused other people doing by declaring it. But there are things that can be done that you don't have the immediate effects of seeing them. You know how you just mentioned the gravity well? Well, I think I can create a well for scalar energy. What will it involve? It's going to involve a gyroscope that's powered by a certain amount of power, which will have to be found out. And anything from an iron to a nickel to maybe a cobalt, maybe there's going to have to be a different core that is going to have this effect. And I think if I can get this device going, I'm going to have to literally try every periodic table element.
You're talking about spinning and energies. Was it serum 235 or a red mercury? Try that inside of your capsule in the center of your counter rotating, very high, torque devices. See what your torsion physics and what happens at that torsion joint between those two counter-rotating cylinders at thousands and tens of thousands of RPMs and a little juice in there to get it kicked off. You're over there in Nazi Bell country. Die Glocke.
Yeah, okay. Well, there are several other effects that can happen based on just changing... power source based on changing the physical element that you put in the core. So people, the government has never told you any of those effects. So I'm going to be doing a little I'm going to be doing some science and trying to figure out and document each and every one of these effects. So I know one of them is going to create a sort of a black hole for scalar energy, and that will solve the TI issue as far as this synthetic telepathy crap is going on.
You're talking like what were you going to say, Will? Dirac C and that stuff, or are you talking like deja vu all over again, creating time wells and time warps?
No, nothing to mess with the fabric of reality. It's just something that can absorb and attenuate signals, unwanted signals. Maybe I don't want hot 97.7 pumping waves through my home. Maybe I'll put that thing up on my roof and let that absorb all those commercial radio waves. Maybe
kind of bring you back towards a Schumann resonance, maybe?
Yeah, exactly. So it doesn't have to be something that rips time apart. It's just got to be something that can attenuate and let you control the frequencies in your environment. Yeah, absolutely.
We live in an electromagnetic nightmare of a world nowadays. I wonder if there are animals out there that can actually see this stuff. You know, honeybees or hummingbirds or something. Maybe it's got to look like a complete nightmare. I know they don't live that long, but it's coming faster and faster, guys. I mean, you know, Elon Musk and SpaceX. You know, they're putting up. You know, every rocket that goes up has 60 to 80 something satellites on it. And I just hear of a few of these launches, and I know they're floating all over the place up there. You know, since I was a kid. You know, back in the 60s, you know, it's like my dad was, you know, on the Air Force Base, you know, and everyone always talked about it. It's like, yeah, you know, they've got satellites now that if you can hold a dime out between your fingers, and they can read the date on it. You know, this back in the 60s, we were hearing this crap. You know, what they have now is beyond most of our comprehension, even those of us who kind of understand possibilities. It's probably way past even what we can comprehend.
I remember back in 1994. Watching the Navy recruitment videos, and it showed the satellite technology, and it showed them using a satellite and zooming in on a fly on someone's windshield. Not windshield. A fly on someone's window seal, their home. It's like,
How about being able to know specific frequencies that different animals, heat frequencies that animals emit, and you can selectively pick out. It's like, well, I want to look at Gillespie County, Texas, and see where all the white-tailed deer are, and be able to pick out a specific heat signature and see all the white-tailed deer, or see all the armadillos, or all the jackrabbits, or all the feral hogs, you know, that are running around Gillespie County. They know each and every one of those, and they can do that with a satellite. They can see every human that's moving anywhere at night, anywhere on this freaking, you know, in your county.
But the thing is, though, I you know, if they're going to show that in a commercial, it's like that should be on YouTube somewhere. You know, I tried bringing that back up, and it's like, no, I can't find that commercial anywhere. I can't find anything like it. That commercial seems to have been taken off the shelves around the world. It's like
I've had some personal,
backlash. Must have been crazy.
Yeah, that's some personal interaction with some guys like one of my cousins here. You know, some of his friends. Went into the Air Force Academy. You know, was one of those little whiz kids from the right family and stuff. You know, if you want to call it white privilege, never had to mow a lawn or really do anything in his life. But joined the military. You know, he comes back and he's talking about, yeah, as a cadet, they were showing them, it's like how you could, pull up these satellite pictures. And it's like, oh, you want to see how many deer are in Gillespie County or right outside Fredericksburg? You want to see how many deer are on your ranch out there, your friend's ranch? And this was what they were teaching cadets, I have no reason for this kid to tell me, think that he's even lying to me. If you pay attention, you can gain a lot of information, and it's not real comfortable what's going on in this world around us, guys. I wish I could say, that there are going to be fuzzy bunnies and cotton candy clouds dropping gumdrops, instead of, hail and torrential rains and tornadoes and or, you know, marauding herds of elephants coming through your village, but it's, and with this COVID thing, I saw it was the worldwide rollout. Like I said, I get television from all across the planet. The same hour, the same day, the same scary little spiky, knobby, weird-colored ball came out, and the whole planet went on COVID alert. The same hour, the same day. This was a test of their global coordination, and it might be a test, but it's not one of those that's like, well, they're going to say, okay, we'll go, we'll leave now, and we'll do something else later. No, they're going to adjust, and they're going to shuck and jive, and that's why the new variants, the Delta force is attacking, Moscow now. I'm sorry, the Delta COVID strain. Guys, those that are vaccinated are going to turn it against those that aren't vaccinated. It will be like the zombie apocalypse horde.
Let's not get into all the different names of the strains, because that's just, that in itself is a psyop to get people terrified.
Yes, I know.
Let's hit the phone lines. Colorado, line 3. And if this is Reb, you better keep it short and on subject. Go ahead.
You there, Reb? He must be away from his phone.
Okay, let's go to line 1, Texas. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks, V. You know who this is.
Yeah, it's Andy. What's going on, Andy?
Hey, I appreciate you. Hey, Will, nice to talk to you again. Hey, Alan, I call your show sometimes, man. You know, you took a hiatus for a minute after this COVID-19 thing took off, but you didn't really take a hiatus because you took the time when you weren't on your show, you took the time to call these other shows. I kept hearing you calling in. And I really appreciate you, man. You were just as concerned as I was about everything going on and whatnot. So this is just, everything that's going on right now is absolutely crazy, and I understand how you took the hiatus, but you came back to Steve and you're back on the show, and I enjoy the hell out of it. And you let people talk and say what they want to say, and it's awesome. So, Alan, I also want to ask you, I want to say to you, I really admire the way you live simply because you have a pet deer with a collar on it. I mean, how the hell did you do that?
Her mom and daddy got run over on the road, saw the pair of eyes on the side of the road, picked her up, took her home, bottle fed her. She's my girl. She's out here right now. She comes, if the door's open, she walks inside. She has her whole life. I find nature, they don't stab you in the back. They have their tendencies, but once you learn them, they don't really lie to you. They're not like, humans are devious. Nature is pretty much nature. You can trust, them to act a certain way. I walk around armed all the time out here because there are hogs, feral hogs out here now. And if you run up on a mama hog, a sow with some babies or a big old boar in a bad mood, they can rip you to, they can kill your ass. They can kill your sphincter, okay? I know nature. I try to live with it. It's honest. I don't like the world that's been created. I've watched it change around me. I'm not even analog. I'm like Flint. I've got Indian campgrounds and Indian arrowheads and everything all over the place here. I know how they lived. I try to do that. I'm barefoot right now. I'm sitting outside looking at the moon. There's a slight cloud cover. Tree frogs are croaking. My dog's laying here. My deer are out here. Hopefully there's not a coon out here. Otherwise, y'all might hear a gunshot. But I do what I can.
I feel the same way you do about nature. It's just the only thing that divides me, it keeps me away, is the mosquitoes. I'll bring it up again. I got to ask this question. And I don't know. I've got to get some scientists on the show to talk about this and be earnest, be honest about it. But I really don't see what would happen if we killed off all the mosquitoes. Would the world really end? You know, I think the government just keeps the damn things around just because it helps them with population control. That's like the government's ally. You know?
Yeah, well, you know, for those religious people, that is kind of one of those ironic things. It's like, you know, why did God put, you know, mosquitoes or chiggers or ticks on this planet, you know? It's like, are they really helping anything? Do they really, you know, cause a benefit? It's like, I haven't figured that out yet. So, you know, is that one of those little tricks if, you know, you religious people, it's like, you know, is that just one of those little jokes kind of, you know, God kind of played on you? You know, it's because you get into a bunch of chiggers or a bunch of seed ticks, it ain't funny. You know, it's like, yeah, why are you torturing me? You know, yeah, it's but that's nature.
Hey, so let's go back to the moon landing because you talked on that briefly. You know, we saw the moon landing. It was a beautiful shot. We got Neil Armstrong coming off of the damn capsule. He says, one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind, and then he's the first man on the surface of the moon, right? Well, how come the guy who's filming it didn't get credit? Because that guy's far away taking pictures. Are we supposed to expect that our satellites took that picture so close up in 1968? I don't think so. I mean, well, you know, the guy who took
I've got cousins who work out. I got cousins who work out in Hollywood, and they have told me that those reality shows, there is no reality. It's like, I mean, don't you ever wonder? It's like when Bear Grylls is out there fighting his way through the wilderness. It's like, who's holding the camera? You know, who's doing this? Who's doing that? It's like, you know, I mean, people don't live in the real world. It's a digital nightmare that we've been enmeshed in. I'm sorry.
You have to ask questions.
You can't get lost in the details too much. Of course, the lander had arms on it with cameras. It absolutely did. With some designs, you can go into the library, whatever, look it up. But more importantly, you gotta look at what is environmental. And that, for me, the whole blast cap that should have been there instead of just pristine dirt piles that the orbiter was on. I'm going to tell you, the moon landing happened, and it happened, but what we were fed was a simulation.
There you go. There you go, exactly. I mean, that's beautiful, you know? I mean, you know, it's supposedly 1/6 the gravity, yet, and it's supposedly this powdery, you know, surface, yet when they're jumping around, it doesn't, like, puff up and, you know, go into suspension. But yes, B, I will agree. We are there. We're probably on the backside of it. There probably are bases there. We've been there a long time. But what they presented to us, how we went there sitting on top of a Roman candle, was complete crap.
Okay, so let me change the subject then. Okay, so everybody's being really cool about this DeSantis guy down there in Texas, or down in Florida. They're like, oh my God, he's presidential material, or at least vice presidential material for Donald Trump and whatnot. So he's doing all this great thing. He opened the place up. But let's not forget he shut them down at first, just like everybody else did. He shut you down, and then he gradually gave you back your freedom. Okay, so now he says you don't have to have a vaccine passport, and these people can make you give them a vaccine passport. Oh, my God, that sounds really good. However, he just signed a bill today that says if you're found to be a health hazard, we will use the United States guidelines to do what we need to do with you. So, I mean, he's saying you don't need a vaccine passport, but if you violate the United States guidelines, the health guidelines, that you can be quarantined and taken away, whisked away.
So yeah, let's take a break. Let's take a break.
All right, then.
Go ahead.
No, I mean...
This same governor, same guy,
claims to be super pro-freedom, and he'll lock you up if you have a plant in his state, right? If you have a little bit of cannabis, you're going to jail. And you're right, he's one of 49 governors that decided to shut down. And every single one of those governors has reneged on their oath to the Constitution, which is the highest oath that we're taking. And it's a pretty sad perspective when one of the best prospective clients or people for the job of president is somebody who also reneged on their oath for upholding the Constitution. So it's pretty sad that we're trying to make this guy look like he's awesome.
And that's absolutely right. And then you got the Texas governor who followed in suit. He opened up almost as quickly as DeSantis and stuff. But people have to remember...
Don't forget South Dakota, and she's even a good-looking woman, from what I understand.
She is a presidential candidate in my eyes. That woman is presidential candidate.
She's the only one that didn't shut anything down, but her stances on gun control and marijuana leave a lot to be desired.
Okay.
For sure. I will definitely give her credit because she's the only one out of 50 governors. Donald Trump dishonored his oath. Almost everybody in the federal government and 49 out of 50 governors dishonored their oath to the Constitution and completely shut it down. So I definitely will give her credit on that one. She didn't dishonor her oath. She may have arguably in other ways, but at least she didn't throw out the entire Constitution, the one job that she had. So I'll definitely give Kristi Noem out there in the Dakotas a lot of credibility there.
Hey, and thanks, Will, because I didn't know her stance on guns and whatnot. All I knew was that she kept her state free during the time.
Well, you know, it's like here in Texas, you know, we're supposedly September 1st, we'll have the ability to, you know, open or concealed carry, you know, at will without a license. You know, just wait. There will be more and more shootings, and it will be, oh, guns are bad, guns are bad, guns are bad, and we all know where it comes from. You have to understand, you know, and this is what I always try to get across, how deep this control and how long this has been planned. Everything, you know, FDR, you know, every president has come out with some, you know, wisdom of truth, you know. FDR's was, you know, if it happens in politics, it was planned. You can guarantee it, you know, especially at the upper levels, you know. So, you know, this Kristi Noem, you know, or, you know, roly-poly here, as Steve calls him, you know, in Texas, DeSantis in Florida. I can guarantee you this was all planned. This whole COVID thing was a plan. And what do you think all the think tanks out there do? There are hundreds and thousands of think tanks out there. These guys get paid a lot of money to do what? They are given a specific part to develop in this plan that becomes policy. You know, you have to understand the depth of what is really happening. You know, none of this stuff is organic, you know. There is no Jimmy Joe Fred Bob or Jenny Joe Jane Bob or whatever you want to call them. The average person from down the street, that if by the time they get past, if they get past their city council or their county commissioner's, you know, position, they are controlled, they are manipulated, they are blackmailed, they are threatened, they are something, but they will be controlled, you know, because I played a clip a while back, this old Soviet saying. The future is set. The past we keep uncertain. Okay? So, you know,
Alan.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, Alan, you're right. You're absolutely right. Simply because these politicians, they don't actually are ground roots people. A lot of them, some of them are, I guess. But a lot of people are picked out. They're picked by these rich people. They pick them and say, dude, you're going to run for office for us, and here's a whole bunch of money.
Ron Paul, Dr. No, controlled opposition, you know. It's like, you know, he was the crazy man in Congress, right? You know, but he was the only one that was, you know, pretty much telling the truth, but no one believed him because he was, you know, it's controlled opposition, you know. Well, Ron Paul.
Ron Paul, he
stopped running as president, and I heard on an interview, he said, oh, no, he said, if I would have won, they would have killed me.
Listen.
If it's
one thing that we have going for us, it is the simple fact that we have to stand together as a culture and control the census, because it doesn't matter how many times Joe Biden wants to get in front of the podium and tell us guns are bad, we have our own understanding, and we need to keep that understanding, and it can be successful. It potentially will be successful. I mean, look at Texas, for example, versus any other state. If everybody does what Texas is doing, we'll be okay.
Texas that much anymore, though. You know, the family ranches around me, B, it used to be mostly my cousins all around me. They have sent their children to college. They go and they work in the cities in a fluorescent cubicle, you know, under fluorescent lights, typing on a keyboard, really producing nothing. And all these family ranches have been bought up from people fleeing California. And now a starter in this town is like $480,000 for a little two-bedroom piece of crap that was built with the land and everything for maybe $2,000 when it was built. Now it goes for $480,000. It's not the same anymore. It's still privately owned, a lot of it. But if you have to pay property taxes on it, do you really own it? You know, is it just all a sham and they give you an illusion? Man, we're in a lot of trouble, guys. That's all. That's the simplest I can put it. Hey, B, before we go anywhere, Sunday, if you want to come, you'll be more than happy to come on our show for the 2 hours, and you can rant for 2 hours on our show, and I'll try to shut up.
Please, B. Come on and do it, B.
Oh, this Sunday? Yeah, sure. Why not?
Yeah. We'll make sure that Sam gets your
8 o'clock Central.
But
8 o'clock Central.
8 o'clock Central. Okay. Yeah, that's us. Yeah, I just wanted to get that out beforehand. It's like I talked with Steve, and he's like, "Oh yeah," he said, "if you can talk to him." He said, "I tried to call him, and I couldn't get him." And you said you had some phone problems, so I figured I'd. I'd love to continue this conversation, and you can rant for 2 hours on our show.
It would be my honor.
Well, there's so much. There's so much to be happy about, RPN. There's so much to be happy about RBN. RBN gives you a platform where you can talk. And
I love the people. Absolutely. Yeah.
And there's no reason why you shouldn't love them, because most of them have good things to say. There's a few people that are just trying to be knuckleheads. But, I mean, we're all trying to get to the bottom of this thing and try to get our lives back together and somehow find our freedom. But, I mean, even before COVID happened, we knew our freedom was being deteriorated. They've been taking it away from us for years. And so, but COVID was a really good idea to go ahead and take all of our freedoms away. And this is a test. COVID-19 is a test. They were trying to find, I mean, who was that? Was that the Secretary of State that said, we're in a drill here. And then Donald Trump's behind him saying, you should have told us.
Andy, to put it into a real pertinent perspective, at its base, you can say they were looking how many Stasi agents they have across this planet. This is what's happening. It's the Stasi. They will, the vaccinated will turn against us who are the unvaxxed, the unclean, the untouchables. You know, it's like I said, what they're doing is freaking beautiful. I do admire it, but I really can't because I'm not evil. But I do admire it from a sane point of view. Something that's really insane, but just beautiful in its function and its the way they've carried it out. Charlotte Isherbeek. I mean, all these people. You know, there are certain masters of works of just knowledge that inform you. The protocols of learned elders of Zion. As evil as it is, you know, tells you pretty much if you pay attention. Right. That's what's going on, and damn, if what's going to happen isn't probably in those works too. You know, it's not real comforting, guys. You know,
let's change the subject.
I can see in the future where it's like, oh, well, what are you? You're Republican? Oh, you must be unvaccinated.
Republican, hey, Democrat, hey, black, white, vaccinated, unvaccinated. It's divide and conquer. It's the most basic, simplest, most effective weapon of war that's out there. Divide and conquer. Work on the differences you have instead of expounding on any similarities that you have. Like, we're just good people. We just want to live our life free and unencumbered and not ruin anyone else's lives. You know, just try to enjoy the time we have here. And they don't want to let us
because
they're control freaks.
Hey, so let's change the subject for just a second. Okay, so over in Portland, they defunded the entire riot police. defunded the police. They didn't defund the riot police. The riot police just said, I'm done. Forget it. You won't let us do our job. We're out of here. So they're defunding the police everywhere. What? So there has to be an underlying reason why they're defunding these police. So if they're defunding the police, that means they're going to bring something else in here to take care of it.
Andy, do you remember these words, Andy? We need a national police force as well-armed, as well-trained as the
Obama.
Military.
That's what's coming, Andy.
And this is what I laughed when I saw this when I heard this over the news. these mainstream commentators are like, well, okay, so this area over here actually was successful in defunding their police. Now what? Crime has gone up. And for me, it's like, now what? What do you mean, now what? Now civilians go and buy their own guns and protect themselves.
Yes.
That's the next step.
That's the bottom line.
Yep. You forgot. Fox News, if you look at it, they're always complaining about, oh, they want to defund the police. Oh, crime's going up. Well, police cause more crime than any other group. They're 40% more likely to abuse their spouses, according to two separate studies. They kill three individuals every single day, which they're not supposed to do. They're supposed to detain. They kill the Constitution every single day, even before coronavirus, with the shutdown, the lockdowns, ripping people apart at churches and funerals. But even more scary than having a national police force of civilians, which we kind of already have, is I think we're going to skip that step. And I think we're going right to robotics. About a year ago, they have a serious robot traffic thing that attaches to your car and pulls up on almost like a little screen and prints out a ticket right in front of you. You have the robot dogs. You have Jeffrey Epstein-funded Sophia. So I think I'm all about not only just funding the police and getting back to our own unsocialized self-defense, which is the Second Amendment. But you're right, we have to be careful that once we end the police and defund the police, that we don't go to robotics, because they're going
to... That is absolutely something to be concerned about. For sure.
Robots aren't racist.
Well, but we really need civilian militia to fill that void, though. That's where people are missing the step. We need civilian militia, civilian. The people need to police themselves. We don't need some corporate entity that spans, citywide everywhere you go. We don't need that. We need the people making decisions for themselves. Otherwise, it's not democracy.
An armed society, society. It will be messy if that becomes a possibility again. It will be messy until everyone out there learns that it's like, what you mean? I can't run around being a complete dick to everyone I come into contact with and not expect consequences. I can rape and pillage and not expect consequences. It's like, no, you rape and pillage. It's like, I'm gonna pull my pistol out and shoot your ass. That's just pretty
bad. Absolutely.
Yeah,
it'll be messy, exactly. But eventually, people will learn to be polite and civil again. Through superior firepower, I guess. Kind of like that. I hate that term. Peace through superior firepower, but damn it, sometimes it's something's got to change, guys.
The only thing that beats a bad guy with the gun.
There you go.
Would we all agree that government is the problem?
Oh yes. Hell yeah.
Well, of course.
The number one killer is mind control, and the number one is democide.
That's what government means.
Which is murdered by government. So even outpassing the Vatican and drugs and all the other things that you can think of, government is the number one murderer. It's the largest malefactor in society. I believe the next extension of human progression is not government for the people, by the people, but just self-government, meaning your individual self. And that's the reason I have problems from the liberals to the conservatives. They're just different types of socialists and how they want to use their money. They all love the state, and they want to wield the golden gun of the state.
Well, hey, are you pissed off
at Republican V now? Yeah. Come on, let God sort him out.
Hey, are you guys pissed off at the Iraqis? Are you pissed off at the fucking Iran? Oh, excuse that language, my bad. Are you pissed off at the Iranians? Are you pissed off at the people that we're trying to kill right now? We're not pissed off at them. We're not angry at them. It's our government that wants to do something with them. It's not the people.
No,
you know what I'm saying?
I've read Zbigniew Brzezinski, you know, Kissinger, and like I said, you know, some of these really twisted, you know, freaked out people. Brzezinski calls it the grand chessboard. There are the chess masters, and literally, that all these little wars and everything, you know, it's like if you really study the war from a lot of different sources, you know, it's like, well, the war that ended peace, you know, or the peace that, you know, ended all peace, you know, in the Middle East, you know, World War One, where they carved up the Middle East so there could never be peace in the Middle East because the way they carved up and cut up, you know, tribal boundaries and this and that and tried to intermix, you know, Sunni and Shia, they created this stuff. They sit back and they play games. It really is a grand chessboard. The powers that be, the real power people, they do. They play us like rooks and pawns and bishops and, you know, the chess.
And what we need to do, is we need to be like little kids. When we're tired of playing the game, we just toss it over and put all the pieces on the ground and be like, I'm not playing no more. I ain't playing no more. When your brother was about to whip your ass in Monopoly, and he had hotels on every property, you'd be like, I ain't playing.
There you go. You know, we can't call for straight up what we know is gotta happen, because you know, like I said, these folks, they are not gonna just say, oh, really, y'all really don't like what we're doing? Okay, well, here's all your stuff back. You know, it's like, we're sorry, and we'll go away, and y'all just have a good life. We all know that ain't gonna happen. You know, every other country, every other piece of held the piece of property we're on, you know, I'm sitting on, you know, you ask the Native Americans, you know, what the hell happened. It's happened on this continent already. You know, we're the most advanced civilized, you know, civilization ever been here. You know, by God, we're the greatest thing ever. You know, raw America. It's like, it's, you know, every freaking civilization on this planet thought that before they got their ass kicked. You know, it's,
well, all right, Andy, I want to thank you for calling in. I know,
thank you, sir.
I had Reb's calling me. I'm in bed, but yet I've got my phone on because it's linked. I got all the Skypes on every device open, you know, from studio to my phone, just so I'm available 100% of the time. And here I've got Reb calling me. I'm in bed. I'm like, Reb, you know I got to do a show here in about 5 hours, right? Can I sleep? and he's not patient enough to stay on the line the second time we're going to him.
Dangerous favor to Vulture Squad. I say we don't let Reb call back in until he tells us what he FOIA'd, and he gives us a big... for the Vulture Squad.
You know what? Them's the rules. Reb, you hear that? FOIA something. We want a Vulture Squadron call of some kind. Come up with something.
Come on, Reb.
We're trying to help you out here.
Reb's never called our show. But you know, Andy in Texas, I love talking with Andy. You know, he's just down-home, good old boy. You know, he just sees what the hell's going on. He's just kind of fun to talk with. I love talking with the RVN callers, you know, on our show on Sunday mornings. And that's one of the highlights. Like I said, it helps me keep my sanity. You know, I call my RVN family. You know, be your part of it. I've listened to you. You know, Will. You know, I've kind of stomped all over everything tonight. But, you know, I was hoping I could kind of uncork tonight because on my Sunday show, it's not really my show, but... I'll be more than happy to hear you Sunday, and Will, if you want to come on too, I'll try to stay in the background and let you all blather for a while.
But, now, this is 8 p.m. or no, 8 a.m. Sunday.
8 a.m., yeah.
8 a.m.
So that you said that's why that's like afternoon time, your time?
Oh, there. That'll be nice for me. Yeah, that. Well, yeah, yeah.
What is 8 a.m. over there? 8 a.m. Central
of
what over there?
Oh, boy, that would be my 4 p.m.
Okay, yeah, yeah, late afternoon. Okay, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, we can do that. Sure, absolutely. So, guys, look forward to that. And also, I want people to, once again, look forward to the show July 5th.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 5.
Mark it on your calendar.
Exactly.
The big red V. Put it on your calendars. Tune in. You can set an alarm right now for an hour before the show to remind you. Get some snacks. Get your blunts. Get your whiskey. Get whatever your poison is out there. And
get your computers also.
The most important thing, and get ready to share the crap out of it. I'm going to be going live that day on my YouTube channel, simulcast it too. So share the RBN feed. Share my YouTube feed. Go to V's channel, Truthtainment TV. Share the feeds over there. I'm going through his documentaries again. I have his documentaries playlist up here in front of me on my tabs, part of my multitude of tabs. And get it out, because I can't tell you too much, because I don't even know too much, because V compartmentalized me as a Manchurian candidate. But I'm telling you guys, it's going to be something really big. You know, V works his ass off. Ass off, ass off, ass off. So you guys got to definitely come and support for all the hard work he does for everybody in the community, the listeners, everybody. Get here July 5th, get your computers, your snacks, your drinks ready, and get ready to share with everybody know, because it's going to be big.
Yeah, I've been teasing you guys with the huge project, Operation Lawnmower Man. It is a go. So, you guys want to know the details.
I'll say, Will, the woods are dark and deep, and I have miles to go before I sleep.
Hell yeah.
Well, this is a big, big, big project. So, it's getting made simplified for you guys.
Sorry, I don't have computers, guys. In fact, I switched it over, and I was going to say, you younger guys probably don't even know what that was. Listen to that again. When you had a dial phone, and it went click 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 click.
Yeah.
That's my high tech.
Whatever you want to say. If you had some Tex-Mex, that's cool, whatever. If you guys got low-flying geese.
Give me your address. I'll send my pterodactyl your way.
Well, you know, that's – I've been teasing people, and I feel as though, you know, it's going to be awesome. It's going to be awesome. I've been teasing people for a year and a half now, and the teasing stops. And I will do my best, because I'm going to have Roger Landry on the show July 5th for the first hour. So, unfortunately, you guys will not be able to ask him any questions, but I will be able to answer any questions that you will have on our brand new information. Any questions that you have, you can call me on the second hour of the show. So look forward to it. It's huge. It's going to be huge. You don't want to miss it.
You've been talking about this for a while. You know, sometimes I really wish I did. I was computerized and I could just, you know, instantly access for me to go down and access the internet world. I've got to like actually make a big effort and drive like a quarter mile down the road to my cousin's place and hook up to their Wi-Fi system and,
well, a lot of the warfare that's going on, the fight for our freedom, a lot of that's being done on the computer. So I think to be more effective, you join in.
That's the only reason I'm here. Right now, after the show, I got all these tabs open. I'm going to go through all the articles that I did, and I'm going to go live on Fake Mike Real News. We got Adam Kokesh and the alternative media saying that, yeah, McAfee didn't kill himself. I was able to connect with people from V to Martin Luther King Jr.'s niece to John Kiriakou, do my interview with John McAfee, all these people, and I was able to learn how to confront people and where these people are going to be all through the internet. Technology is a blessing, but it's also a weapon of mass destruction, causing global destruction, programming us to hate, but does it in a way that we love it. So it's just like every other double-edged sword, man. But I'm on the interwebs to crack into their codes. You know what I'm saying?
Hold on. You know, I haven't talked to him since he was running for president.
We should have him on the show, man. I'll reach out to him because I really want to hear. I haven't even seen the video. If anybody's interested in joining me, I'm going to go live on YouTube in a couple minutes, Fake Mike Real News on YouTube. And I don't even know. I just saw Adam Kokesh say why he didn't kill himself. And a couple things I'm going to add real quick before we end the show. One, McAfee is not a QAnon guy. Right before he died on his Instagram, he had a white Q up. But he was also talking about how, and I'm not a QAnon guy either, but he was also talking about how he would never kill himself and the government was going to Epstein himself. So this is a very, very interesting situation that's going out. And that's what I was going to say earlier, V, is, you know, none of us over here would kill ourselves or do anything like that. But the amount of people that are coming up dead, man, is really crazy. So, yeah, I'll be live soon on Fake Mike Real News to try to figure this out with you guys.
Well, yeah, I hope you're repping VNon. That's for everybody that's listening to the show. That's everybody who's a fan, who's an activist. Start repping VNon.
That's the real
now. Now you took that image I had of you now, and you put that V for Vendetta mask on you. So you're getting weirder as time goes along.
That should have been the first image you had.
Adam Kokesh, I can remember. See, I watched him. He used to be on RT. He had a show called Adam versus the Man.
Yeah,
he was on there until he showed himself shooting a Saiga shotgun. Him and his buddies out shooting Saiga shotguns, and you see, that's when you understand the global coordination. You know, this Russian television station, they didn't want him. They don't like promoting firearms. So Adam lost his. He was off that network shortly after he did that little stunt, but. I haven't heard from him in a long time. I listen to everyone. I know most of the people out there have heard him, seen him one way or another. John McAfee used to see him all the time on RT and Press TV, you know, things like that.
More importantly, plug your show, because we only have a few seconds here left.
Well,
plug your show.
I'm on Republic of Texas Radio, 8 to 10 every Sunday morning. Have been there for like 5.5 years. Me and Steve O'Brien, he's the... Actually, the host of the show, I kind of ride alongside and interrupt him and break in. But, you know, so, that, like I said, you know, Andy, you know, listens. I love the RBN family. You know, new people out there, become family. You know, we're just out here trying to put the truth out. You know, B, you know, we grew up completely different. He lives in Poland. I live in the middle of Texas. He's black. I'm white. He's got dreadlocks. I've got, you know, kind of short hair and a scraggly beard. But we're all fighting for the same thing, folks. You know, Will out there, I've listened to you guys. We grew up completely different, completely experienced this same fight.
Well, you know what? Hey, we're colored, we're happy, and we're single, and we're brothers. Da 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 da. Give me a high five. All right. Now, anyways, this is another episode of the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show with me, host B. Guys, remember, in the land of surveillance, now with Third Eyes Kings, please educate yourselves.
Tune in next time to Red Pill Hardcore. Keep it real. Take a red pill.
Hey there, are you gonna wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff LLC, 417-932-6419.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.